This thing on.
I found him.
Why, hello there.
In the toilets, no.
Yeah, I was just hiding out.
How'd you get in? I didn't hear you come in.
Yeah, I snuck in.
All right. How's your week been?
Oh, not too bad, yeah. What have I been doing? Just practicing with Jess Fables for the gig we're playing tonight.
Oh, where's that?
We're playing at Cupid Bar in Pointe Chevalier. Point Chevalier. We're playing at Cupid.
Right.
With Molly, Millie from the Milltones.
Millie from the Milltones.
No. These are the first words I've said all morning.
Are they?
We'll get them out of my mouth.
Okay. And you've also been very busy for the last couple of weeks, as we know, with Paul Cathro.
Yes, absolutely. Paul Cathro. I brought him over to my place. Yeah, should I tell you how it went? Well, I had to drag all of my gear out of the van because the door's still broken.
Oh, in case someone ripped it off, you mean?
I went to pick apart to get my to get some Hi-Ace van door replacements. Saw the stuff, didn't realize you had to take your own tools. Pick apart's amazing. It's like a post-apocalyptic. It's just a junkyard, but I loved it. And then I came back in the pouring rain with my socket wrench, and I got the stuff. I've been looking at my busted-ass van door for so long. I knew exactly what I wanted. And I came home with all the stuff, and then I realized I'd gotten exactly the right parts from the mirror image door from the other side of a van.
Oh, no.
So the van journey continues.
Was the other door there?
No. Oh. So that's kind of like good in a way that I wasn't that stupid, but bad in a way that I was that stupid.
Oh, no.
The stupidity kind of like leveled out. But anyway, so I grabbed all the stuff inside. Paul had chosen
the highs, the lows. Perfect.
Yes, absolutely. And you were praising us before for being one of the few demo gods that actually really leans into, unlike, say, the Babe Martin, where we almost at the end of the song, we recorded an alternate version where we went, spring bulb in it. Because that was spring bulbs, and we hadn't done anything to do with spring bulbs.
But what was that one about? Outside Countdown?
Yeah, why do bad things happen in the Countdown car park?
Right. Nothing to do with spring bulbs. You might be able to buy a few in there.
In the middle of the song, in the middle of writing it, we were like, well, thematically, it actually is about spring bulbs, and we explained it to ourselves. So to us, it's a very spring bulb song.
Just dropped my pen. No, you wouldn't be able to buy spring bulbs at Woolworths.
At Woolworths.
You might be able to buy hyacinth or something at the flower part of it.
Yes.
For an exorbitant price. Okay, so the highs, the lows. Where did you record it then?
One of the rooms in the house. Lot less romantic.
Yes.
But Paul, I feel like during the whole session, we knocked it out in 3.5 hours. Recorded, written, the whole jam. Oh, and then I mixed it that night, which took about 2 hours. And apologies to Paul. He played some beautiful guitar and some beautiful bass, but it just got corrupted and lost, so I had to replay a couple of the parts. So it was like maybe 90% as good, because he's a beast on the bass. But I kept looking at him, and he was texting during the whole session. I was like, Paul, we're meant to write a song. We're under the gun. And he was writing lyrics. And the highs, the lows, I would say, is a perfect prompt for Paul, because his songwriting style is physical world mirroring emotions and the emotional world. So it's like the highs, the lows, you know, it's like a thing that could be in the, like I just said. And so we thought the stock market is a good, the highs, the lows, but then obviously the highs, the lows is emotional as well.
Where is he, by the way?
Oh, he's at work.
Is he?
That's what he said to me.
Right. Now I want to ask, where does he work?
Oh, well, you can ask him yourself.
Don't tell me. Okay, so the highs, the lows, and he spelled it H-I-G-H-Z, and the lows, L-O-W-Z.
That was a little bit of a me touch.
Right.
It's actually called the highs, and then a greater than and equal symbol, which didn't come through in the bounce.
Oh, okay.
The lows. So the highs are greater than or equal to the lows.
You ready for it then?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if I can fire it up. So Paul, which one's first? Paul Cathro and Finn Johansson?
Yeah, he definitely did the heavy lifting on this one.
The highs, the lows. Paul Cathro is our demo god this week. Here it is.
Am I coming in there?
Feeling okay today.
Oh, nice work. The highs, the lows.
Yeah. Those shreds were all Paul. You get him in front of a guitar and he his fingers, they don't stop chicken picking.
That's Paul Cathro, Finn Johansson, our demo god this week, Paul Cathro. Very clever to come up with that in 3 hours.
Yeah, and also, like, I was mixing it, and so I got to listen to the lyrics a couple more times, and I was like, well, a couple of them really hit me. So Paul's a great person, songwriter, because, you know, a lot of people would write a song in 3.5 hours, and it'd be like a parlor trick, you know? They'd pull it out of their ass. But he managed to do something kind of like, well, at least I kind of resonated with it. So good on you, Paul.
Same. Good one. Congratulations. And you've got a track you'd like to play as well before you head out into the day?
Yes. Oh, and thank you for the congratulations. just off the top of my dome, I thought Martin Sagerton's first single perhaps ever. They have been known for being a music video director around Aotearoa, and they did famously Aldous Harding's video for The Barrel, among, oh, yeah, I think maybe 60 or 70 others. They actually directed one of mine ages ago. But this is their debut solo album, and they're up in Auckland. They are playing. I blocked all social media on my phone, so I'm on a weird website with all this information. So can you please read? It's the 19th of December. They're coming up to Tāmaki, and they're playing with Womb and Jasmine Mary at a big old church. I think that's enough for everybody to buy tickets, and I reckon do it.
What big old church is that?
See, I managed to get 99% of the info just out of my memory of what big old church is that. Why don't you Google it?
I'll Google it while we hear it. So I can't pronounce the name of this track. Martin is Zagorny Bally?
Thank you for doing that. No? I looked up the, because they're Slovenian.
Zagornje Bell. No.
I've been pronouncing things wrong all week, so.
You'd be forgiven for pronouncing that wrong. Zgornje.
Yeah, it means Martin from the north of Zornje. Zgor, or the north of Belle.
Okay.
I looked up the translation, and I'm glad that Martin lives down south, because they would be so proud of me for plugging them right now and then just butchering how to describe it. But this is
I helped butcher it.
Absolutely. This is an album that they recorded with Liz from the Beths on flugelhorn, Ben Lemmy from, you know, Trinity Roots, Vera Allen, and a whole bunch of other people. And it's very it's a little left field, and I think it's beautiful.
Okay, Martin Sagerton, thank you for the demo god today.
Thanks for having me.
And back next Saturday. Here's Martin. interesting. Stove Rat, I think that's called. Martin Sagadin.
This thing, I...